You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Sam Kiyoichi, the founder of Sales Huddle Group Incorporated, and has dedicated his entire life to the sports and fitness market. With hands-on experience across several sectors of the sports marketplace, Sam brings a wealth of sales experience and passion to the sports industry. Prior to founding Sales Huddles Group Incorporated, Sam spent his career leading high-level sales teams to execute sales of products and services for publicly held private sector and franchised sports companies. Sam, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Eric, happy to be here.
Yes, sir. So tell us, Sam, why don't you tell our audience about Sales Huddle Group, how you got started, what you do, and where do you see yourself and the company going?
Fantastic. Yes, Sales Huddle Group, Eric, we are a full-service advisory and sales training company. We work with sports organizations primarily across the globe. Company was founded out of the awareness of a need in the market to better train candidates that are coming into the sports industry to better prepare them. Obviously, we have difficult economic times here at home where we're trying to solve a lot of different problems on the job front. So our focus is preparing students that are coming into the workforce on the first part. And then secondly, provide organizations with solutions so that when those candidates come on board, that they're driving revenue and they're seeing the results they need to see so that we keep turnover percentage low.
Also, give our audience, if you don't mind, a few examples of some success stories of how your company has made a difference with the organizations and individuals that you work with, if you don't mind.
No, absolutely. One example that we recently worked with back in the late fall was the Daytona 500. Obviously, it's America's biggest race, the Daytona 500. Normally, in NASCAR, on the NASCAR side, in ticket sales, NASCAR is obviously a lot of these run one, two, or only three events per year, necessarily staff a full ticket sales team like a New York Yankees or New York Jets or professional sports team would. So the Daytona 500 was reaching out looking for solutions for staffing their internal sales team. And when they staffed the internal sales team, unfortunately, they necessarily didn't have the wherewithal to up-train them to sell tickets. We were brought in to deliver and build a training program for their inside sales division, who would then go out into the marketplace and drive ticket sales for the Daytona 500. We were very successful with that last year. We're going to be coming on board again this year. Another example is we were overseas internationally working with a few organizations in Dubai, which a lot of upcoming job opportunities, I think a lot of people don't realize here at home, is in the sports industry, a lot of opportunities have gone abroad for American-based companies that are operating in different parts of the world. And we were brought on board by a company called DoPlays. They are a sports recreation and adult league company. They organize adult leagues for expats and Americans that are living abroad who maybe don't have a network in that community when they move across the world. And we're working with that organization to bring sports management students from the States abroad to A, fill gaps that they have in their employment structure and help drive revenue.
Very good. Now, as an entrepreneur and a small business owner, what advice do you have for those listening in to this program that's thinking about starting their own business? What advice do you have for those types of people?
You know, I think that when you actually take the step to start something on your own, there's obviously, many moving parts and a lot of people out there that are looking to give you all tons of advice who maybe necessarily didn't go down the path that you're going or have the experience that you're having and the feelings you're having by starting your adventure. My advice to anybody looking to start up their own organization is that you really gotta learn by doing. You have to get out into the market and try things, and you're not going to get everything right. Your marketing material isn't always going to be perfect. Your website's not ever going to be ready to launch. but you just got to go with it. And, you know, I always say you got to, you know, ready, fire, aim. That's how we operate in our corporate office with, you know, we have close to a dozen team members who we focus on every day. Is even though it's not perfect, we get it as close to perfect as possible, and we fly with it and we let it go. And I think that for a startup, that's the most important thing, is getting out in front of customers. And if you wait for everything to be perfect, you know, your product's never going to get out there into the market.
Yeah, sound advice for sure. Now, today we're joined by Sam Cauchi, the founder of Sales Huddle Group Incorporated, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Sam, you recently wrote an op-ed in the Washington Times which discussed that colleges should be doing a better job of preparing students that are entering the workforce. Can you go into more detail about this and why you feel the way you do?
Right. I think that, you know, Eric, when I started Sales Huddle, it really grew out of the understanding that there was a gap in the company I worked with at that time, which was a sports training company preparing players for the NFL draft. We would rely on interns semester in and semester out to outsource certain functions and, you know, everything from picking up your coffee to cleaning up weights around the weight room. And obviously, you know, fun sports industry intern work. And I guess what we realized is as time went on, I mean, in the early 2000s, in 2002, there was over 180 sports management programs here in the U.S. Today, there's over 415. There's an overabundance of schools that are offering sports management. I believe that's great for the industry. The challenge is a lot of the universities are educating students like the economy in the marketplace was in the 80s and 90s, first off. Secondly, a lot of the students coming into these roles are doing it without a clear understanding of why they want to be in the sports industry. And that's dangerous, because if the universities don't deliver content that is realistic to the opportunities available, students come into the workforce unprepared. And what I mean by that is I think a lot of students have the understanding that the sports industry is one day they're going to be on the field, you know, shaking hands with A-Rod, and they're going to be working for the New York Yankees someday. The reality is those roles are few and far between. There's a lot of opportunity in the sports space outside of what you might see on ESPN on Sunday afternoon in the fall. And with industry turnover topping 80% in the sports industry, the numbers there, the line, there's a gap and there's a problem if so many students are coming out with these degrees but not necessarily in the industry. So, you know, our core focus is how do we better prepare and deliver solutions for companies and for students through organizations to make sure that, A, students are sticking, and, B, companies are growing their personnel appropriately.
Now, tell us about some current projects that you're working on, and where do you see the future of your company going over the next 12 to 24 months?
Great. You know, we see this as a challenge that we have to approach on two fronts. On one front, we are approaching universities, and we are in current negotiations to open up three sales laboratories. And I say sales labs, almost the equivalent of like a training center for students that are in a sports management program to get hands-on practical experience selling. For example, most over 90% of jobs in the sports industry will start in ticket sales, revenue generation. So it only makes sense to better prepare students by getting them on the field, per se, selling. So at the university level, we are in negotiations with several top-tier universities here at home in order to put one of our sales academies on their campus in order to facilitate the growth of installing these training mechanisms into the programs around the country. On the second front, it's getting in front of organizations to be able to play connector and connecting these top-level candidates with organizations. And, you know, over the next 12 to 24 months, we're spending a lot of our time investing in resources to make sure that from a placement perspective, we are getting candidates and companies connected. And, you know, the mission of our organization is to change sports by impacting the new community of candidates coming into the industry, that younger 20 to 28-year-old market. That's how I see us changing the older wave of principles and perspectives and point of views in the industry. So next 12 to 24 months are going to be exciting. It's going to be us out in the community pounding the pavement and trying to get some students ready to get out there on the game.
Great information. Pretty exciting stuff. Now, if you don't mind, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Sales Huddle Group online.
Great. So Sales Huddle, we are found. We are online, www.thesaleshuddle.com. We have a series of sales workshops for current and aspiring sports professionals coming up this fall from September until May. We're going to be in 14 cities across the country, and we're going to be in London and in Dubai. But thesaleshuddle.com, keep you up to date with all the information about where we're going to be coming.
Very good. He is Sam Cauchi, the founder of Sales Huddle Group Incorporated, and the website once again is thesaleshuddle.com. Sam, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure, Eric.
And ours as well. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.